Well, gang, that's the end of the 2020 issue for Amplify. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Before I sign off, I'd like to take just a couple of minutes in this segment I call Sam's Corner to share something about me with you. 2019 was a difficult year, and one of the things that made it difficult was the loss of a partner. For 15 years, I worked alongside a gentleman with just a fantastic yearning for life. He was an outstanding physician and an outstanding father and husband, and unfortunately succumbed to cancer early in life. As I look back on his joy for life and the presence that he brought to the emergency department at every shift, the way that he elevated people's moods, and the way that he set everyone at ease, it really makes me reflect on my own practice and my own life. It's the beginning of a new year. There are going to be lots of stressors, I'm sure, in 2020. And it's a good reminder to just slow down and keep things in perspective. The work that you do in the emergency department is very important. And you make great sacrifices to be there for your patients. And we do appreciate it. Your patients appreciate it, and your family knows the sacrifices that you make. The impressions that we make are on more than just our patients. We make impressions, lasting impressions, on our colleagues, on our consultants, really on everyone who's working around us. My partner brought an air of comfort and joy to the emergency department, and consistently provided that atmosphere for everyone around him. Bill was a great man, and Bill created the environment that he wanted to work in wherever he went, because he took it with him. And that's a valuable lesson I learned from him. So today, I just want to remind you that we can make a difference not only in the lives of our patients, but in the lives of our colleagues. We can leave those lasting impressions, and we can create the environment that we yearn for ourselves. We can do that at work. We can certainly do that at home. The emergency department is a stressful, busy place, and we know it. But that doesn't have to define us or our practice. Take a moment, take a deep breath, and create that atmosphere that you want for yourself and for your patients. Thank you, Bill, for teaching me that valuable lesson. I will miss you.